I was always interested in how a band like Duran Duran, essentially born on MTV in America, how they were going to satisfy the audience that was used to seeing close-ups of them. How were they going to satisfy an audience in a live concert setting? And so I talked to Simon Le Bon. I asked him, I said, you guys really understood that right away.
Well, we were we were the first band to take big screens on and put them on stage behind us. If you remember, at the time, it wasn't just one single screen.
Right.
It was about six big screens tacked together.
I remember it well. And every time there would be a close-up of you or Nick or John or anybody, I mean, the different people in the crowd would just scream.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was really kind of interesting to just watch that happen. And that was the first time I saw videos in a live concert situation. But Duran Duran just had such an interesting story. And, you know, it was their fashion. And, you know, this was when I was starting to change my fashion style as well. I was definitely open for fashion change and started to pick up some of the things that I was seeing. And, I can think back on some of the stuff that I wore in the 80s, and it might be a little embarrassing today. But, you know, I mean, they were the lavender parachute pants and the loose-fitting sleeveless shirt and the headband, leg warmers and all that kind of stuff. And I got all of that from MTV. I also talked to John Taylor of Duran Duran. He was one of the other heartthrobs in the band. And I talked to John about those video screens were just such a great innovation.
Well, I don't think, I wouldn't say we were a band that were born on MTV, really. I think that we were a band that was born in the clubs, and we were very much an art school band when we came together. And we were like in that post-punk generation. You know, we all but one of us got into playing music because we were into punk rock. And but then we were kind of in that second wave, which embraced electronics, embraced dance rhythms, embraced a kind of poetry, I suppose you could say, that wasn't in that first wave of punk bands. I mean, MTV completely took us by surprise. We did a video for our first single, Planet Earth, and we were fortunate enough to connect with one of the real movers in that burgeoning video scene that was in London at the time. And we did a video which really blew our own socks off, actually. And then it became very apparent that we were a band that was made for video, if you like. Video really, really worked for Duran Duran. And yeah, I mean, when MTV was launched, they were very happy to play Duran videos. And yes, that's what really, and it really brought it home in this country. Yeah.
Yeah, because they were a bunch of pretty Nancy boys. I mean, they were really, you know, they were cute guys, and they had the style and they had the music. And, you know, Duran Duran, when they were big, they were as big as a rock band can be. And I love that they're still performing today. And again, if you get a chance to see Duran Duran, man, go see them. So they were just one of those bands that really was popular on MTV. You know, one of the great things about the Odyssey app, and you can download it free, it's a free app for you, is that if you want to go back and listen to this entire show and the last 2 hours of the show, 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock hour, we've just talked about MTV. And earlier, I replayed my interview with Alan Hunter, one of the original VJs on MTV, talking about that first night MTV went on the air, talking about his audition for MTV to be a VJ. So all of that was in the last hour. And with the Odyssey app, you can go back and listen to an entire hour, listen to the entire show, or listen to some of the highlights of the show. And when I was on the air in Portland, Nina Blackwood came in the studio with me, and I had a great interview with Nina Blackwood, and she was interesting. And, you know, I've talked to Mark Goodwin on the air, and J.J. Jackson was the African-American VJ. He passed away a couple of years ago, sadly. But the others are, you know, doing well, and I think they all have shows, Martha Quinn included, on Sirius Radio. So anyway, download the Odyssey app and you can check out all of this stuff and more. All right, so I talked to Michael Scores. Michael Scores was the guy with the wild hair on MTV. Well, he was the lead singer of Flock of Seagulls. And he had that hair that looked like a wave in Malibu. You know, the wild curvy hair. I mean, it was a signature haircut back in the 80s. And I talked to Michael Scores, and I told him that, you know, I can't use aluminum foil today without thinking about the video for the song Iran.
Only to block aliens. You know? Well, you know, the thing is that we didn't really know what a video was about in those days. We were very innocent, really, as a band. And we had a really small budget, and we got a producer and cameraman. And they came up with this idea that, we only need one camera. We don't need a set. We'll just build one out of tin foil and stuff like that. And I think we got given £100 to buy clothes so that we looked okay in the video. So we went up to some cheap girls' clothing things and bought some jackets and stuff like that, because we didn't want to be, you know, men's suave jackets. We came back, and they'd built this set that they could twist and shake, and the camera was in the middle all covered. So it became mirrors, and I think it cost less than £5,000 to do the whole thing. So I remember we filmed it, and I think it was like 2 hours, and then it got edited in the next 2 hours, and then we came back to the studio to see it, and the record company says, "So what do you think?" And we're like, "It's us. It looks good. You know, we like it." And they're like, "Good, because MTV are going to start playing it tomorrow." And I remember thinking, how are they going to get it across to New York overnight? But they did. And then the next thing you know, boom, it's on MTV. I think every other hour or every hour or something like that, which to us was just like our world exploded then, you know.
It was certainly one of the signature videos on MTV. Yeah, the video for the song Iran with the mirrors, and the thing was the keyboard, and Michael Scores were just, you know, moving around, and the camera moving around them with the aluminum foil. But isn't it interesting when you hear the theme through all of these people talking about the early years of MTV, talking about how they didn't even know what they were dealing with, that MTV was so new to them that it was just developing as they were involved in it, and they really didn't have a concept for a music video and what that meant and what it would ultimately mean.